Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Heart of Iowa Regional Transit Agency, or HRTA, is hosting a virtual event, Beyond the Bus, Inclusion Matters. Let's go in depth with Danny Schnatterst with HRTA. Danny, what does HRTA do?
HRTA is basically, it's a public transit system. We serve seven counties. We serve Boone, Dallas, Jasper, Madison, Marion, Story, and Warren County. People often think that we only serve people with disabilities or the elderly, but we serve anybody for any reason, whether that's a doctor's appointment, going to the salon, grocery shopping, or, even getting to work. We're basically just there to get people where they need to go.
I'm just curious, what's your busiest community?
The busiest community, I suppose, would probably be the higher population area, Story. We do work with SciRide, so our busiest is probably definitely in, the Ames area.
You might have the most business there, but perhaps in the more rural areas, you're even more important.
Well, so Story is where we have, our most drivers, because that's where we have most demand. Currently, Dallas only has one driver, and a couple of other counties are only, one or two drivers.
Right, but I mean, it might be, there's not a lot of options if, let's say, you're in Southern Warren or Marion County for alternative transportation.
And Indianola is one of them, too, where, there's quite a lot of folks needing to get rides, all around the town. That was actually where I got my first, start at HRTA, was riding in Indianola County, or Indianola, Warren County.
Tell us something about the rates. That's always interesting to me.
So the rates are $50 in town or $5 in county. You can either pay with HRTA bucks or you can pay with exact change. But we also have an account where we can load a certain amount into your account. And we also do have an app called the Amble app where we can set up and you can deposit however much you want. And then you can just, when you schedule your ride, it automatically comes out.
Now, one of the things that new riders might not know is it's not a taxi cab service. You just can't call and get somebody there right away. Can you tell us how it works?
Sure. So basically, we ask for a 24-hour notice. That's just to guarantee your ride. And then that's, you call us, you say, hey, I need to go to the doctor's appointment. I have an appointment at 2:30 on Monday. So we say, great. We get you scheduled. And then we ask that you be, we have a 20-minute window. So whether it's, you gotta be 10 minutes early or 10 minutes late, that's when the driver can come. So be ready, at that time. You hop on the bus, you pay your fare if you are using cash, and then we get you there. And then if you do an appointment, we could do a will call where, you might not know how long your appointment's gonna take. So you just call us when you're ready to go. Otherwise, you schedule a return trip as well.
So if you've got a doctor's appointment and you need to be there, say at 10, and there's a 20-minute window of when the driver will be there, you better make sure you have plenty of time at the other end that you wanna get there early to the doctor.
If it's a 10-minute drive, you might schedule it for, 9:30 at the latest, or earliest, and maybe 9:40, just to be sure.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Danny Schnatterst with HRTA. Now, have you taken any special measures with respect to COVID?
Sure. So let me walk you through what we're doing with COVID. So first off, the proper face masks are required at all times. And this is a mandate set by the Biden administration and the TSA. And we do have masks that we will give to anybody that does not have one at the time of boarding, free of charge, of course. And that's just given to you by your driver. And then we do have automatic hand sanitizer dispensers in certain counties. We are working to get them installed on all of the buses, but that was a like due to a grant in select counties. So we're working on getting more installed in all of the counties, but we do have them in some of them. And then the buses are regularly cleaned throughout the day, and of course deep cleaned at night. And we're operating on reduced capacity, so we're reserving some certain seats for social distancing. And then basically we just ask riders to stay home if they're feeling ill or have been exposed. And we're just asking for patience and understanding, you know, through this time. It's definitely been a learning curve for all of us, and you know, we're all in this together. So I'm sure no one wants to be in it here as much as anybody else. So just keep with us and we'll do our best to keep you safe.
How has ridership been over the past year?
We definitely took a hit right away, but we're starting to see kind of a bounce back with a lot of the people, like, you know, getting vaccinated and just, you know, feeling more safe with like the declines and everything. So we're seeing some sort of return to normalcy, but we're still definitely not where we are pre-pandemic.
And did the drivers suffer greater exposure? Did they get COVID more than, I mean, they're meeting a lot of different people, and it would seem to be sort of a high risk thing driving, you know, any public form of transportation.
We actually did not have a single driver contact or get COVID while driving, which is, you know, great, and a testimony to like how well, you know, our communities and our drivers have handled this throughout the whole pandemic. But, you know, they, of course, you know, like you mentioned, have been definitely exposed to quite a bit of people. And that's just a testament to our community, how, you know, they have taken their precautions to keep, you know, our drivers safe as well. We've had a lot of people, you know, reach out to us, you know, thanking the drivers and just saying, hey, we appreciate the drivers so much. We are doing everything we can to keep them safe as well. Because, you know, if one of them gets sick, you know, that affects everybody. That affects, like, the entire community. So it's definitely a group effort. Great response from everybody involved.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Danny Snodhurst with HRDA. Well, if there's anything good coming out of COVID, it might be our greater appreciation for our people on the front lines, you know, in our grocery stores, public transportation, first responders, teachers, and I could go on, just an increased appreciation for what they do.
Definitely. And, you know, like you mentioned, like, there's a greater appreciation, but also just a greater sense of community as well, you know. It's definitely been great to see all of, like, the public reach out and thank our drivers, and we've done like a lot of thanking our drivers in our communities as well, giving a lot back to, you know, we ordered like brand new shirts, brand new masks for our drivers with like HRDA branded, and they really appreciated that. And it's just kind of, you know, making them feel heard and appreciated during this time, because, you know, like you mentioned, they are out there, you know, putting their lives on the risk to, or putting their lives at risk to help their communities. So it's definitely been great to see.
Now, you have an event coming up. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So due to the pandemic, this year's Beyond the Bus event is going to be a free virtual event. The topic is diversity, equity, and inclusion in transportation. So I'm going to go ahead and give you some of the topics we're going to discuss. We have a keynote speaker, Tamika L. Butler, and she's going to address the transportation's role in racial equity. We're also going to hear about the impact COVID-19 has had on older ridership and how to market to older riders, transportation trends that impact accessible services, transportation or local and national resources working to increase knowledge and access to transportation, breaking down the barriers and what you can do to help. And lastly, just how to create and embrace an inclusive environment. You know, with everything going on in the world right now, we thought it would be really great to kind of hit the diversity, equity, and inclusion. And transportation plays a really big role in that, just by giving everyone equal access to the same opportunities of those who do not use public transportation. So it's pretty important.
It's interesting. You're really looking at the big picture here and, you know, different things happening in society. I guess I wouldn't have thought about it in terms of that being part of your mission. I just sort of figured it was getting people from one place to another, but we need to think about access. And I guess you're teaching us some of the other challenges that you face, that society faces, as it's illustrated in transportation. Is that right?
Yep. Like you've mentioned, like, so many people just think, hey, I call, they pick me up, they drop me off, and that's the end of it. But what people don't realize is just how many people don't have access to, you know, public transportation, whether that's, or whether they own a car or not. You know, cars are expensive, obviously. Maintaining it, insurance, gas, all that. And just so many people don't have access to that. So they rely on public transportation. And so that's the kind of the role we play in. And we want to do our part, you know, to kind of try to break down those barriers and, you know, make it so everyone has access to the same, like, opportunities that those with cars have.
Well, there's a lot of different topics that you're going to be addressing, but the one that's really stuck with me is, what can I as an individual do? Can you give us sort of a hint of what's coming?
Sure. So basically what, you know, we could ask people to do is just, first off, have, like, empathy. You know, a lot of people don't realize that not everyone has, like, if you have a car, you aren't necessarily thinking about, hey, maybe someone else doesn't have a car. So you don't have just that knowledge of, you know, maybe someone is struggling. Obviously having a car is a privilege that so many people take for granted. You know, I drive a car, but it took me until working here to realize, hey, you know, not everyone has that luxury. And so we'll definitely be giving some tips on, you know, how everybody can help out, just doing small things here and there. We do have, like, an Adopt a Rider program that we're really going to be pushing coming up, where, you know, folks, even just like $5 can support. I mean, that's a ride to and from someplace for somebody in need. So
I can make that small donation and be helping somebody.
Yep, absolutely. And we have other stuff. So we have, like, merchandise where all of our proceeds of every purchase go to that Adopt a Rider program. So we're doing some great stuff. We also have an Amazon Smile. So if you purchase through, if you go through us and purchase through Amazon, Amazon donates a small portion to HRDA.
So when is this event, and do I need to pre-register?
So Beyond the Bus Inclusion Matters will take place on Zoom on April 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Anyone's welcome to come to any or all sessions. And to learn more and to register, you can go to www.rideherda.com/beyondthebus. Again, that's www.ridehirta.com/beyondthebus. It's also on our Facebook and Twitter at RideHerta.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Just really appreciate everybody's, you know, patience and understanding through all this pandemic. All of our communities have been just so fantastic through all of this, and we cannot thank you enough.
Thanks to Danny Snodders for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.